Donna Summer and Love's Unkind. Going after Mr. Trap, our old, our ex, or rather future heavy metal DJ, and his girlfriend Wendy. So quick hello to you too. Right, if you'd like to tune, if you don't like us, you'd like to tune to 1413, 212, you've got Station M International, SMI. And on a Friday, Radio Nemesis International, run by Roger Day. I thought I'd give you a mention, why ever not, Jerry Rafferty and Baker Street.
Better than him, but he hasn't got the equipment to swivel. They're gonna do, you know, with our Martin C, like, you can never tell. We still trying to work out if the AC or DC. Here's the VGs and they move. Gonna be dead to me if he's reading as a bribe of me. Martin C just said to me, make Brian C promise to, you know, let me have his body, I won't want you to call back.
Bye.
on the air for a marathon 48 hours because I'm better than you, Mark, so that accounts for a lot of things, doesn't it? Nobody could be wetter than you, Mark. You are totally wet behind the ears. Rather have on the air myself or Mr. Martin C. Answer please. USDR, Clarence, there's your answer in words. And everybody that votes for me, I shall send you a luncheon voucher and you can cash it in a well-known brothel. I can't say bullshit on the air, can I, Martin? Yes, I can say bullshit. Oh, that's good. Next record's coming up.
Confessions away, you go on.
If I started confessing all my known sins, it would go thoroughly blue. Anyway, all red. This next one's Donna Summer and the Carter Park. I'm insisting actually that they put the other radio on so I can hear myself in stereo because I love me voice. I love myself all, stop. Isn't this better than Martin C? You've got to admit that the music has definitely improved in the last 2.5 minutes. Would you kindly write and explain? I don't believe this. The horrors are actually running the bath. He wouldn't do it to me. He wouldn't. Oh, Monty, he's standing there with a big grin on his face. It's the happiest I've seen. Oh, ages.
Hello, yes. Right, later on today, Brian C. is going to give a live commentary of Poison Ivy being thrown into a cold bath. It's going to be quite fun, so if you stay tuned in about 10 to 15 minutes when the bath's run. We're going to actually, you only hear the screams in the background, but Brian C. will actually be giving a live commentary on what is actually happening as Miss Chris Sinclair gets slung into a cold bath. Weeding is fun anyway. Can you hear the bath running in the background? It's good. Brian C. got it, and I got it. And she's
either. I wouldn't want Ivy to stop you. Yeah, sorry about that, but they seriously contemplating put me on there in the bath, so if I get off the air abruptly, you know, it's just because I'm clobbered Martin's day, which I shall do, don't worry. This one's always and forever, and no it's not, this is Martin C, he's a right moron on Martin C. He's put the reverse side on, can you believe that? I mean, that is just so silly. This is just so silly actually. Now I've done a topic for Sinclair Q, and the right side on, which is 110% improvement on the side he put on. Tomorrow. I'm not going off the air to the UMG Lounge, playing this back. Oh, they're going to do this to me. Heatwave and the waves are forever. It's like, I'm going to have to talk over this echo from here. It's taxi, really. No! No, don't let it take too much.
Right, okay. Chris and Claire's now going to be put into the bath. So, we're going to put, Brian, could you put an album on while we throw Chris Sinclair into the bath, please? Right, we're going to play an album now, we're going to play an old 60s album while we actually throw Chris Sinclair in the bath. So, bear with us for about 15 minutes, okay? We'll be leaving the mic up, so, you know. All that. I don't think Mrs. Sinclair wants to go in the bath. Anyway, she's been taking us to the bathroom. She's in the bath. She's just going in the bath. She's so cute. It's so silly. Oh my gosh, I don't believe it. Actually, Mrs. Chris Sinclair is in the bath. She's getting out the bath. She's screaming. She's got off her head. It's terrible. Isn't it really sticky? It's not sick.
Don't want to be a hypocrite, I think it is grossly unfair, but it was done to Brian C, it was done to me. I think it's only fair.
Well, for the sound of this record, there's a bit of, funny noises. That's all. That's better, right. Anyway, Mrs. Sinclair's been put in the bath, and, she's a bit wet, I'm afraid. I'm awfully sorry about that. I'm going to change over the record anyway. Back to heat away.
I want to see the producer. This show is sick. Can we get a proper DJ doing a proper show like all the other pirate stations, like M and all the other stations on there? Because I think you're sick, man.
Well, I have a live commentary of that, actually. I think I'm sick myself, but I have to go to the doctors and
see what he says. Like,
well, I think you're absolutely, totally sick, man. So if we can have a proper DJ doing a proper show, we'll be most obliged. £30, you're not going to do it
now. Yeah, I said £30, I'll do it on. I said, but the song's a bit strong. You know.
The whole show that throws.
We've got a life of love that won't ever change. Every day, love me your own special way.
So it's been a phone up, Mr. Sinclair's car. Well, more clothes. Terrible, isn't it?
With a smile.
But I'm going to keep the show very clean now. I reckon we get a bottle of soap. We've got to get a bottle of soap to clean the show. Soap and water. I reckon that's clean the show. Excellent. What's it? Right, it's 11:43 and I think Mrs. Sinclair has a... She just threw a cup of water on Martin's seat. And Martin's looking at it, and I saw him, it's dripping.
Well, the actual impact of the cold water was rather... now I'm used to it, the actual impact of the cold Jesus.
She has another cup of water in her hand there. She's walking out. She's walking out. Oh my god, she's walking towards the door. I think she's in a bit of a mood, actually. Anyway, we're going to carry on with the good music and a good sound, and we're going to try and, liven the show up a bit. Turn off the Dave Bowie album that we did play for you while we had the live commentary. And we're going to go in with Jerry Rafferty.
The magic you made.
This one's called Baker Street. We tune to Wrestling on Stoughton Community Radio. 232 meters of 12 for 96 kilohertz.
Monster here, I'd just like to explain this ridiculous situation on here. It's, we've actually adopted this at a funny hour. It's rather silly, actually. It only appeals to a few people, because there's not many people that share the same sense of humour as our station group still. So, not to worry.
So many people.
It's 11:47 and it's Radio SCR, Southern Community Radio.
When you wake up, it's
2 meters, 12.96 kHz, and my seat's a bit wet at the moment, because I think it's a bit wet, here's what I'll say anyway.
I'm actually going to discuss something with Brian Seuss, so tattoo off for now.
We've done six now, and it's I think it's my turn next, so I don't want to show. So if I go off the air, all of a sudden, dragged off, and, well, when I come on, I'm dripping all over the microphone, don't take any notes on. Anyway, yeah, Trey Rafferty, I'm on Cold Baker Street, now we've got Otterbox, and we came to dance. It's 11 minutes to the hour, 12, and it's Radio SDR, 1296 kHz, at 2.2 meters, on the major wave band. Don't forget, you want to drop us a line, it's number 10 Park Hill Road, Clinton, on Merseyside. Right, I am signing off for the time being. I think I'm going to get back, I'm not sure. It's a coma at that. Anyway, carry on with the music. Dave Grant, I'm going to stop and go. That's what I'm going to do at the moment. I'm going to stop and I'm going to go in the bathroom. It's a coma, man. Anyway, here we go.
Realize I don't need you so. Don't try to tell me nothing, but don't try to tell me.
Right, don't stop and go, and Mrs. David Grant there. We're going to carry through it on now with other rocks, and we came to dance. Right, Morton C is now going to get his call back, because I just had mine, and I'm really soaking. Anyway, cool me down a lot, I must admit. Anyway, you tune to Radio SC, we'll have the funniest station on Merseyside. We've got some really funny jokes, some really funny things going on. And don't forget, anyone who's listening to the 60s, I'm on tonight between 6 and 8. And I have my competition once again. That's the competition, if you didn't hear last night, tune in later on tonight and you'll hear the competition. And all entries, the winner gets a £5 gift token, or £5 record token, or just a £5 note. And the second runner-up and a third runner-up can win themselves a single. So if you've entered the competition, all entries will be in by next Wednesday, and well, I'll let you know anyway.
About me having to take over yet again, because Martin C and Brian C are in the bedroom at the moment, deciding who should wear the pink dress and who should wear the black. Oh, well, everybody's in the room. You're with Chris and Claire, and here's hot chocolate to start you with.
Never thought it would come to me.
He is actually at this moment contemplating whether to wear the red dress or the black. See, I think it should be black to suit his personality. Holding his socks up. Are you decent yet, Martin? Oh God, it's just so funny. Oh, you've got lovely legs, Martin, you really have. This is hilarious. Oh, Martin, sit down. Those legs are just too much down. Oh, the little baby, she's getting awfully embarrassed, actually. I think it's this Rupert's underpants. This is excellent, this. Oh, can't look, I'm blushed. This one's going out especially from the smart speakers. Heaven must be missing an angel with legs like them. Stations, eat your heart out because it's not even there, so she hasn't so much fun. Have you ever seen her going around like tars in a pink dress? I'm coming as well to see, it's just too much.
Come on.